Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
So we're going to talk about how to be confident and believe in yourself. And this is a big, big topic. And one that I don't think is actually spoken about with the right amount of depth, with the correct amount of depth, in order to create lasting, meaningful, powerful transformation. So we're going to go in at this talking about confidence and believing yourself at the level of which you have control, where you have the ability to create it, where you have, where you're in the driver's seat. For a lot of our life, we're unaware that we are not in the driver's seat. And when we are aware, sometimes we're not aware that we don't have any control over what we feel and what we think and how we see ourselves. And we're going to talk about where you do have the control of that and where you can step in and recreate your experience of yourself in your life. We're going to go to the level of that. That is the work that I do. It's the work that I spend day in, day out speaking about, coaching people on, helping people with. That really, for me, is what actually creates lasting, meaningful transformation, right? We're not just going to talk about the easy stuff, the surface stuff. We're going to go in and we're going to get some difference. We're going to make some difference. We're going to create some change. So whether you feel confident now or not, because sometimes what happens is, this is about confidence. Well, I feel confident at the moment, so I don't need to hear it. We're not talking about the temporary feeling of confidence. We're not talking about the temporary feeling that you've got your shit together, like everything's fine. We're talking about a way of being that's permanent, not necessarily just feelings and only thoughts about yourself. We're talking about how to create a way of being that's permanently confident. Feelings and thoughts are going to come and go. And we're talking about permanence. The permanency of confidence. So here's a thing, right? Right now, as you're listening, and you can write them down, what three things, so three words that summarize confidence for you? So you can either think it in your mind, you can share it, you can write it down, whatever it is. What three things or what three words come to mind for you to summarize what confidence means? What does confidence mean? And confidence will mean different things to different people, which is kind of funny, really, if you think about it, because confidence is confidence. But actually, how we experience that personally can be very different. And it's helpful to know that, because then we know what we're looking for, then we know what we're aiming at. And I do that with clients, right? They say, Sam, I had this with a guy I've been working with now for 3 years, and he came to me saying, I want more confidence. I want to be more confident. I want to experience myself as more confident, coming from this idea that he wasn't confident, right? So he was already on the back foot. But his version of confidence at the time was walking down the street as this kind of confident businessman, back straight, head up, nailed this clean, crisp suit. And that was his idea of confidence. And actually, as time's gone on, that's completely shifted and completely changed. But suffice to say, he experiences himself now as a very confident guy, and he's making incredible decisions in his life. So for me, in my experience of working with people day in, day out for thousands and thousands of hours, for me, confidence is the created ability to stay on course in spite of how you think or feel about something or yourself. It's the created ability to stay on track. And I use that word deliberately, created, because permanent confidence is a created experience. It's not something that you just get. It's something we are, it's something we have, but we've created not being confident. We've created not confidence because of the stories we've adopted about ourselves, because of the conditioning that we've taken on, because of the things we've learned about ourselves and the things people have gifted us, past experiences, and that shows up in how we see ourselves. So confidence for me is a created ability to stay on course in spite of how you think or feel about yourself or about something or how you experience something. It's not a single feeling. It's a consistent being, way of being. It's a created way of being. So I'm going to share it like this. This is one of those subjects that can get really kind of like heady and complicated, right? So I can't do that. In order for me to be able to share with you, it's got to be simple, right? I love simplicity, and simplicity for me, when something is simple, we're so much more likely to see something in it. So I've kept this as simple as I personally feel like I can. So confidence is created in the secondary experience of life. And the secondary experience of life is where we as human beings have control. It's where we have conscious thought. It's where we have the ability to choose. The secondary experience is where we have the ability to choose. Before we go too much into that, I want to talk about what comes before that, which is the primary experience. So the primary experience of life is what happens moment by moment when our subconscious mind or our conditioning, our programming, our thinking, and therefore our feelings reacts to things in life. The primary experience is our reaction to life. It's what we immediately think about something. It's the judgments we make on people, the subconscious judgments that we make on people. We're aware of them sometimes, right? We have those thoughts. And they're necessary, right? That for us to keep safe, for us to have an idea of something, to formulate an idea about things, to have an understanding of things, to make assumptions about things, to prepare ourselves for things, we kind of have to have that primary experience in order to live, right? It's necessary. It's not nothing wrong with that. It's just somewhere along the line, we've adopted this idea that the primary experience is who we are. It's what the experience is. It's, and that's where it stays. So that's why often I think, and I see, people become reactive to life. They feel out of control. They lose they lose confidence. They lose self-esteem. And they can get kind of like frustrated and feel resistance about life because we've identified fully with the primary experience of life. And that's purely our subconscious reaction to life. That's not where we have our creative potential. That's not where we're going to create freedom and confidence and belief in ourselves, right? So the primary experience of life is what we've learned. It's our reaction to life. Now, here's an example. So for me, personally, I'm going to share a personal experience. For me, my primary experience of life or myself was I'm not good enough. I've adopted this belief about myself through my conditioning, through previous experience, through how I saw myself, through the doubt that was gifted to me about myself from my parents. No fault of their own, I had amazing parents, but you pick up on things as a kid and you interpret things differently to how I think sometimes they're offered and sometimes not, right? So I always had this idea that I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. So what would happen? Because I didn't realize that there was this secondary experience of life, because I'd adopted this idea. So I'd go through my life reacting within the judgment of I'm not good enough. So what would happen is, I don't know, something like I might start a new sport, for example, and then I show up to the first training session and in me, I'm not good enough. So I would do my best to be good enough. I would do my best to be good enough, and I'd be questioning my performance all the time. Not even really questioning, but doubting my performance all the time. This kind of judgment of I'm not good enough or am I good enough would show up in that performance. So my performance wouldn't be that great, right? I'd be doubting myself. I'd be overthinking it. I'd be making mistakes. And this happened everywhere, right? This happened throughout, probably from when I was about, from a teenager right through till I was kind of early 30s, really. And this happened in my business. It happened in all of my life. So what happened is I'd go out because I had this idea that I'm not good enough, this judgment that I'm not good enough. And I believed then because I was that, I needed to prove that I'm good enough. I'd go out and I'd have the right car and have the right money. And I'd always be trying to look the right way. And I would be trying to say the right things. And I would always try and please people and get approval because the more I believed that I proved that I'm good enough, the more I pretended that I was good enough, that it gave me this temporary reprieve of, oh, I am good enough. So what was happening was the secondary experience of life. So because I had this primary experience of I'm not good enough, and that, all the feelings and thoughts that came with that, the secondary experience where I have control over things and choice over things, I chose to try and be good enough. I chose to try and act as good enough. And that had me suffer, because the whole of my life became about trying to be good enough, which was just a different form of I'm not good enough. It was just another judgment. It was living in the judgment of I'm not good enough. And, you know, another example of that is when you're younger, if you are constantly told that you won't amount to anything when you're older, as you get older and you have the opportunity to take a big leap in your career, for example, or to take this chance that, you know, you're going to progress, the likelihood is you're going to have doubt and self-sabotage. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that experience. But the problem is, if we are only identified with that primary experience with, I'm not going to amount to anything, and can I do this? And maybe I'll do it next time. Maybe I'll hold back. Maybe I'm probably not the right person for the job. This person's better, right? It's another form of self-sabotage coming from this judgment that, you know, you'll never amount to anything in your life. That is your primary experience. If our secondary experience is to choose to believe that, that's exactly what we're going to get. And we're going to live as not confident. We're going to live as not believing in yourself. That's not where confidence exists, and that's not where it begins. Confidence is created in our secondary experience of life, where we have the choice of how we act and create and to be with the experience of our life. So here's an example, right, to make this clearer. So going back to the example I used about being told when you were younger, you'll never amount to anything. This isn't a personal experience of mine, but it's something that I see in people often. They adopt this idea that they're not going to amount to anything when they're older. They might even been directly told that, right? And that often happens. When you were told that, and you have that opportunity to take a big leap in your career, or something comes up, and then there's doubt and self-sabotage start to come in, start to be experienced, right? Because of that, because of our conditioning, that's how we react to life. To create confidence and belief in yourself is to be willing to experience that reaction of life, of doubt, of fear. It's being willing to experience that and find a way to stay on the path, to create a way to stay on the path of what it is that you want, right? So it might be the result of having this new job, whatever it is. That creates confidence. That is what creates confidence. It's who we really are. We have that primary experience of doubt and fear. And if that's all we believe we are, then that's all we're going to get, fear and doubt. But when we really go in a little deeper and we start to see, oh, it's not about how I react to life. It's how I respond to my reaction of life. That's where you're going to grow. That's where you're going to get more of you want, more of what you want. And that's where you're going to start to experience confidence. Because confidence for me is that knowing that I have control. It's that knowing that I have some kind of charge over myself. Confidence isn't a feeling, it's a way of being. So the more willing I am to experience my reaction to life, the more willing I am to really experience my reaction to life, and then create what I want anyway, the more confident I'm going to get, the more confidence I experience. the more I know myself, the more I see that confidence is about kind of breaking down the breakdown of those limiting beliefs that I can't do it and that I do it anyway. This gives a sense of control, power, and certainty. So it's not about the reaction to life. That's what one of the things that I see often is that we get caught up in, oh, that's how I've reacted, and we start judging ourselves for that. That's why I've reacted to things. Oh gosh, I can't do this. I'm so scared. I'm so nervous. What's wrong with me? Why am I like this? And then we start rationalizing, and oh, yeah, but it'll be over soon, and you know, all this sort of stuff. Nothing wrong with that. But if we want to be confident, truly confident and powerful in our confidence, we've got to go a level deeper. We've got to learn to love, accept, acknowledge, forgive, and to be with that experience. We've got to be willing to experience it. The more comfortable we are with experiencing that, the more confident we're going to get, the more ability to take charge of ourselves we're going to have. That's true confidence. That is what is going to create believing in yourself. Believing in yourself. Not believing in the kind of, how do I explain it? It's not a shallow like belief. It's a deeper knowing. Like when we talk about believing in yourself, what I help my clients with most definitely, and this is what I love to do with people, is have them believe in themselves, not just at a surface level, but a far deeper knowing of who they really are, a far deeper knowing that they have the ability to create whatever they want in spite of how they feel, in spite of what they think. Knowing, really knowing who you are, knowing that you are that, your where you have control is that secondary experience. It's the response to the reaction of life. That is a game changer, because then we're not afraid of the reaction of things. We're not afraid of not feeling confident. We're not afraid of doubt. We're not afraid of fear. We're not afraid of being uncomfortable. We've learned to love, accept, and acknowledge that, and to really know that we have the ability to live with that and create with that. And that is a game changer, an absolute game changer. It's a level deeper than we would normally look at as well. So a question I have for you is, like, what are you holding back on? And what are you afraid of? Or the other way around, what are you afraid of when it comes to your experience of yourself? Like, what are you afraid of? Fear, doubt, how it looks, what other people think. What are you afraid of? And what is that fear holding you back from having? So what are you afraid of? And what is that fear holding you back from having? Or more accurately, what is your response to that fear holding you back from having? What is that? What is the response to that fear holding you back from having?
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And I'll see you in the next one.